Welcome back. New episode. Happy quarantine anniversary. I'm trying to coin the phase. This should be a year, right? Or is it?
Oh God, is
I forget
it?
The exact date, but I know it was like the second week of March.
It was definitely March, but I think we talked about it in class for a second too. Like a few of my classes about like, oh, it's been almost a year, and it's like, I don't want to be reminded about that. All it does is like remind me that I actually got the amazing opportunity to actually be in the school, and it's just been stripped away.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this is the first and last year that we have a full year that we have this. Hopefully we do not see a second anniversary of this. But have you seen that like states have like reopened and their plans to reopen, just say fuck the mask, we're reopening to full capacity. And
which states are doing this?
So I was gonna go on top of my head, but I know it's whatever. Connecticut, I think it is Connecticut, Mississippi, Texas,
okay.
Wyoming, I believe, and there is one more that I was thinking of, and I can't. Oh, Maryland. Maryland is doing it as well. They're one of the last ones.
They seem like having not the best knowledge of this stuff, but relatively small, with the exception of Texas, pretty small states, you know? So, like, when you started saying, like, what was the first one? Connecticut.
Arizona and West first Virginia. One. Those are the ones I forgot.
Well, Arizona, come on. With the exception of Barcelo, I don't, you know, the people I've met from Arizona so far, not the brightest.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I mean, you got the exceptions. Barcelo's pretty smart. I don't know if he wants to say his name on here. I guess I hadn't thought of that. Well, there's millions of them, so.
yeah, he's a one. Probably the only reason why I would go to Arizona.
Needle in the haystack.
Other than that, I don't know why I would go. But yeah, that's one of the states that. So yeah, they're just saying.
That's awesome.
You know, F it. We're just going to go back to. New Jersey is doing half capacity with New York City. And the only thing I saw about California said that it intended to reopen its theme parks, outdoor stadiums, and ballparks beginning April 1st at reduced capacity, though.
Yeah, they're finally at the red tier. So that means you can start having indoor minimum or half capacity of like indoor whatever, entertainment or dining, I guess.
I never got the tier, the color.
I had scheme. To. I didn't want to. I had to because every fucking time I was given these false promises of like being able to actually go back into school, I'd get excited because they're like, oh, you know, we're ramping up. We're trying to do this and this. And, you know, hats off to them. I'm not blaming them at all. Obviously, it's not their fault. But like every day, you know, it happens all the time because people are trying to keep positivity up, trying to keep hope up. But honestly, after like the third or fourth time, I was like, man, fuck you. I'm just, I'll believe it when I see it, man. So I don't even play into the false hope anymore. I had it. So the last time, like when you came down here, they had reopened in outdoor dining and I think indoor. Yeah, they had indoor, but like beyond the minimum capacity of whatever is federally allowed because it is California after all. And Newsom is a moron. That wasn't bad, right? Yeah, that's fine. I didn't curse. He's an idiot. And well, you have to be like nice for like the first 10 minutes, right? Aren't you like not allowed to use profanity?
Oh, I definitely used profanity within the opening. It, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you missed, I don't know, it, man. Just, well, we're sort of like there's been a lot of times where I'd be talking to somebody and that would be brought up like profanity or something, and then they're like, "You curse all the time." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And they're like, "You just did it right now." I'm like, "No, I didn't." Like, I'll just say it and not notice. But I guess like with certain people, I don't notice that they did either.
Yeah, actually, with this, I was thinking about that the other day, now that you brought it up about, like, cursing in the videos. And it was like, yeah, I can try to stop, but I don't notice it. That's the issue, is that because I use it and in my everyday life that it's so like, much. I don't notice it.
Yeah, like, the funniest ones was the last time I was talking to somebody. I was trying to, I don't remember, for whatever reason, I was trying to, I guess just as like as a, individual experiment, I was like, I'm going to try to not curse for like this portion of the conversation, right? Like mid topic of whatever we were talking about. And I started going off, and then I apparently had said shit. I remember that because I was like, I just don't remember saying it. And I was like, whatever, blah, 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 shit, this is blah, blah, blah. And we're like, you just said shit though. I'm like, no, I didn't. And I seriously didn't hear it so much. We almost got into an argument, like a friendly argument about it. Like, I didn't fucking say it. Now I know I said fuck because you made me. But anyway, back to Newsom being retarded. So when you did get here, it was closed down.
It
was open. Yeah. So it was open. And then you were here for like a week or so, and you brought the all the negativity. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. But it was like, what, a week after you were here, and then they shut it back down again because they're like, the numbers are blowing up. So during that time, the school was talking about like, oh, we're trying to like set up like so we can have outdoor classes in like a patio or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I started getting really excited again and all this stuff. I was like, oh, shit, we get to fucking go back into school and actually do stuff with people instead of on Zoom. And that's where I started to have to look up the
tier system, right?
Yeah, the color-coded system and all that.
Yeah.
And I think purple was purple the worst? I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it was like, and I was like, what?
I was like, red usually but red, is the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
But like we were in, I guess we were in red at that time. And then we went back to purple because, you know, no real reason, just you know, bullshit ideas that he came up with. So he shut it back down while the rest of the country was moving forward. And that's really what I think. Once that happened, because that was the more recent one, that's where I really just started to think, I'm not gonna even listen to this tier shit anymore. Whenever you fucking, if you ever decide to open it up and I'm there, then I'll be happy. Otherwise,
I look for the headlines.
Yeah.
Like
there were so many times. There were so many like times where they're like, you know, we're planning to reopen. We're planning to reopen half capacity, whatever, this and that. And then just like after a while, just like, bro, just give me a break, okay? Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, now I don't. I try not to be negative or anything, but I just, that kind of false hope I don't like to hear. But what I did hear this week was that the United States has distributed 100 million vaccines, shots.
100 right? million?
That, yeah, I get the, where is it at? I don't have like all the full statistics, but yeah, it was on, I mean, you know, it's CBS, so who knows, but I mean, it could be more or less true. So U.S. reaches COVID-19 vaccine milestone of, vaccine milestone of 100 million shots. So, I mean, and then it starts the, you know, I usually do read the whole article, but this is CBS News, so I was just like, well, I'll just throw it out there, maybe give a little of the false hope that I've been given all this time.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole plan, right? As long as people are getting vaccinated, then we should be...
herd immunity can start.
Yeah, and all that stuff, but...
Which has been already... There was, I mean, I'm no scientist, and I generally don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this stuff, but... I mean, herd immunity is already going, like, started. You know what I mean? I mean, and not everywhere is like California. So there are places that are open. I guess maybe not, you know, by their, by the federal standards or whatever, because they're supposed to be at half capacity or whatever. But, you know, people are working. So they don't really, businesses don't give a shit. They're like, for the most part, I mean, they're not having like 100,000 people inside at once, but. You know, they're not going to fucking be like, you know, one or two per, you know, inside of the store at a time.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would be ridiculous. I get it from their standpoint. Obviously, it's like no business is going to survive, like you said, with one or two people inside a store. It's like,
get real.
Yeah, unless they're selling your products, something. Yeah.
Yeah, unless your products are cost like, I don't know what, fucking a couple $1,000.
Are really high end, and you're not paying that much to get it. Like you're making a profit.
There's so much, like there's so many things that like people, like just a general consumer doesn't understand as like a business owner, like fucking overhead, for example, which like nobody ever fucking thinks about. Their whole like thing is like, you know, whatever you're selling, and like that's your only expense. It's like, bitch, I also have to pay the light bill in here.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I think I had like, seen that about like. On the gram, I'd seen a couple videos about that, like, you know, like, oh, everybody's on there kind of like, why are you still working a 9-to-5? Like, why don't you, you know, make your own business? As if, like, it's that easy.
Yeah, to, let me pull. Oh, God, what?
And it's like, and it's not only, you're right, like, it's not only the product that you're worried about, like, oh, this is the only thing I'm spending on. But no, you're spending on, like, cost of, like, shipping. You're spending on, like, cost of, like, if you have to, especially once you start getting bigger, it's like, look at Amazon. That's why they have so many people, because they're trying to ship, like,
yeah, of course,
same day shipping.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. So it's,
I was
like,
supposed to have two items be delivered last night, but, you know, they didn't show up. And I'm just like, I'm not mad. I'm like, well, I know they're fucking, even though it's like, the biggest company in the world. I'm like, no, I get it. You know, it's a little late. It'll be here today instead of yesterday. I mean, it's nothing that's like, you know, whatever that expression is. I don't give a fuck. I'm not. Anyway, like, yeah. You know what a good way to look at it is? I think I kind of just thought of this. You tell me if it's a good idea. It's basically like, if you're running your own business, it's basically like having like another fucking, like another apartment, but with shit in it to sell to people, because you got to pay the rent. You got to pay the bills. You need internet, right? You got to have water, because you need a bathroom, unless you're going to go to the KFC across the street every time. Right. And now on top of that, you got to have employees.
Yep.
You need product, whatever it is, unless you're providing a service. And if you're providing a service, you probably need tools. And that shit doesn't stop. You don't just buy one set of tools for whatever the job is. You're going to keep buying tools.
Yeah.
It's never ending, bro. And you got to advertise. You know, that's just not free. You can do it on Marketing, Instagram by yourself all you want. You got to advertise.
Because it's especially once you start getting bigger as well, it's like you're not going to be able to
only grow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, you have to be able to keep up with the demand at that point. Yeah.
Hopefully, if you're lucky enough.
Yeah, you're right. That's why people that are shooting content end up doing like getting a studio, so that they're able to have somewhere to shoot stuff that is like, with the lighting and you talk about equipment and stuff like that. So,
oof. Yeah, it's a lot. That's why I've been sort of thinking about like the whole, like, the pandemic has really focused on keeping restaurants open, which I mean, it's nice for restaurants, but what about all the other businesses that are really suffering, that don't get as much attention as restaurants, for example?
I mean, they end up like yeah, that is true. Like, yeah, that's one of the things that they have focused more on, and it's trying to keep restaurant. I mean, ooh, you're talking about all the delivery services.
It's all like centered around restaurants. And I'm like, I come from a community of like a lot of like small business owners. And I'm like, nobody's propping these guys up. I mean, I got like a few people that I know who have like, what do you call this? Like remodeling businesses, basically, you know? Like, you know, immigrants and shit. So, but they have their own, you know, they have their own legitimate fucking like businesses where they like, they'll remodel, or, you know, you got just a bunch of people who have different businesses. There's some that I know that have, you know, restaurants and stuff. But I mean, all these other guys who have, you know, plumbers and stuff like that. I mean, some of the stuff you think like, you know, I can do without.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, and like you do need that service in like times like this, it's kind of like, well, fuck, I'm gonna try to push it off as long as I can, because I can't really afford it right now. And so you're hurting yourself, you know. It's not your own fault, because you got to obviously take care of your own self, but then this guy's suffering too because he doesn't have work.
Yeah, it's just like when we had that episode that we had Jonathan on, and he owns his like mechanic shop, and it's one of those businesses that it's like, it has to, it's, you know, deemed essential, but slowed down considerably because nobody's like driving anywhere. Like, you know, now LA's, from what I hear, especially when I was there, it was kind of back to like, people were like, fuck it, I'm still going back to work and stuff like that. So that people were still, but I mean, when it first hit, I know that people were like, it's a ghost town out here. So nobody was using their cars. And I mean, it's business like that that's like, dude, relies on people.
Yeah, I live by, when I moved here, obviously everything was normal. And then like COVID hit, and I go out to like, I was, cause I was walking, I have to pass Hollywood Boulevard, as you know. And it was a fucking ghost town. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, this is like one of the biggest, like, you know, tourist attractions like in the world probably. And like I go out there and it's fucking dead. No people, no homeless, nothing. It was just completely empty. I was like, it's a little bit nicer when it's empty out here.
It's it was actually a big shock for me because there was that day that I don't know if you remember. I texted you and I was like, oh, you know what? What posters would you like? You know, we were trying to spruce up a fucking David's place a little bit, make it look a little bit better. And we were trying to find posters and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
by the way, I don't mean to cut you off. I noticed that he kept a lot of the stuff that you bought.
Yes, of course.
Just like we thought.
So we were right. So yeah, it was, you know, and I went down to Hollywood because there were so many. I remember. You know, because even the year prior, I think I went to Hollywood or whatever. All shops being open and there's so much merchandise and all this stuff. And then going that day, I remember that day going and like parking in street parking, which I never usually find in Hollywood. And I was like, OK, at least there's some spots open. And I go and it is, like you said, a ghost town. Like there is no one around other than homeless people. There is no one around. And even the shop that I was going to was closed. And it had like a little sign and it was like, you know, closed due to the pandemic, hopefully reopen here soon or whatever. And I was like, damn.
I remember those signs are fucking kind of heartbreaking.
Even the street performers are gone. You could catch like Michael Jackson or Jack Sparrow, Captain Jack Sparrow. And no, it was completely empty. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're free into that kind of thing. I could do without the street performers, but you know, no.
You're offense. Not into the. No.
Well, I'm not even. Well, even when my buddy came out here and we were, I was doing the tourist thing with him because he really wanted to. You know, I get it, of course. So we were going around and we didn't. I mean, we passed by where like that little like kind of square of the performers are at.
Yeah.
We passed by. We just went through it. He didn't want to be entertained by it either. He was just like, no, let's go to like, do this thing. I don't want to just like stand here awkwardly just, I don't know, take pictures with this random person.
It is it is actually annoying. Like just growing up there and living there, it's annoying after like I know people that visit want to go see that place, but it is so annoying, especially you got the guys trying to sell you their mixtape and it's so hard to walk and I feel so bad even though I know like I shouldn't. It's just like the empathetic side of me always like I know you're trying to make it but I don't want this.
I'm not the one that's gonna get you there. I was because you said mixtapes. Oh dude, I remember I was walking one time on Hollywood Boulevard minding my own business. I think I was like walking back from like Ralph's or something or I had to be going the other way, but whatever. One of these mixtape dudes that you were talking about kind of like walks up to me. I got my AirPods on. I'm minding my own business. I'm like, I'm fucking walking straight. I'm not like, you know, like, hey, what's this and what's that? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm here. I'm going home. Don't bother me, right? And he kind of like came up from out of nowhere. I was like, hey, man, what's up, man? Here's my mixtape. Check it out. Hands it to me. And I'm like, I don't want this shit. But I was just like, all right, thanks. Kind of took it and just kept walking. Right. And figuring like that's the end of it. As soon as I turn this corner, I'm going to throw it in the trash. Yeah. And I was I took like three or four more steps. Right. He was already sort of out of sight. And then he pops up again, like right behind me with like a handful of him, and he starts like talking to me and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yo, it's about this. And, you know, I'm rapping about this and that. And I'm like, all right, I took the AirPod. I'm like, that's great, man. That's awesome. Thanks. And, you know, we're still walking, by the way. I haven't stopped. And he's just like, yeah, you know, the mixtape's free, but I do take tips and, you know, I accept any kind of donation. I said, all right, thanks a lot. But I just handed it back to him. I was like, thanks a lot. All right, I'll see you later. It's like, why do you think that's going to work? You think I'm just going to feel bad? Like, oh, dude, you gave me this mixtape here. I'm so sorry. Let me give you like $2 or whatever cash I have on hand because
that's exactly their plan. Yeah,
you know, oh well, it's not gonna work on me, I gotta tell you.
And there's some that actually hand it to you and you have it and it's like that's you think yeah, it's for free it and yeah, then exactly there's the some like, that don't like it's not actually free that they'll be like, you know, you get comfortable with it in your hands and they'll be like, and you try to walk away and they're like, oh no, it's like $2 or whatever or like $5 or whatever, and it's like,
go fuck yourself.
Why are you handing me this then?
I didn't want it. It's not free, like I didn't ask for this, you put it in my hand.
I used to hate actually walking down I don't know if you've been the Promenade. So that's by the beer, the pier.
It's
literally just a street of like just out. It's an outlet mall, I guess.
I think I passed by there. I don't think I got to really explore.
Yeah, and there's always.
What was that place that we went to? It was at the Grove.
That's the Grove.
Oh, okay.
Oh, to the Apple Store.
Yeah, we went to the Apple Store and like Barnes and Noble. Yeah,
that's
that's the Grove.
That was the Grove, and that's
okay.
Very expensive place now. It was always expensive, but it wasn't. I remember going there in high school, and now going back there, now it's like, oh no, you guys like really are expensive. I guess because in high school I wasn't buying anything either. We were just walking around.
I know exactly what you mean. I think because there's a in Miami there's a place Aventura Mall, right? Which apparently there was a time where it was like, I think the number three mall in like apparently the country. And I mean, me and my friends, you know, we go there all the time as kids, whatever, and you don't really think about, you know, the price of everything because it's just normal because you kind of grew up around it, whatever. I mean, it's not like we were buying shit off the fucking rack or anything, but you kind of go around and you see the prices of stuff and you're just like, oh, I guess so that's what that costs, right? And then you sort of go to you start buying these things, you know, you go to high school and get a job and all this stuff. And then, I don't know, you sort of. There's just a point where you realize, like, that shouldn't cost that much. I think I can get that the same thing for a little bit cheaper somewhere else. Like, I think you can go fuck yourself.
I think the first time I kind of really realized that was, the first year being in the Marine Corps and then, like, having your own money, right? And it was Christmas, so I was buying gifts. And then that's when I really started to see, like, the actual how much things cost, and I was like, oh, I can't get everyone like things that I would want to get them. Like, it was all like, looking back now, obviously what I get people now and then back then, it's like fucking socks if I could afford it at the time. Like, that's what I was like, I can't afford to get you anything more.
Because I started working like very young, right? But even still, like when I did have money, I'm like, you're very generous, by the way. You buy gifts for all your friends. Now, I buy gifts for my family. That's pretty much it. if that. And because, you know, I kind of, I don't know. It's fucking expensive. It's expensive. Yeah, it is. And when you want to get something, because you care about the person, you want to get them something nice. Yeah. Not like cheap shit, you know? I'm like, fuck, like, I don't know. What do I want to get my mom? And it's never something cheap. Because I know she's not going to. She'll pretend like, oh, you know, this is where you're like, you fucking hate it. I can see it. You fucking hate it. You're never going to wear this or whatever. So you got to get them something nice. And then, you know, you get something nice for the parents and then your siblings and then your friends. It's like, hey, sorry, I don't really have much for you, bud.
Just like, I come and bring it in.
Gift of my company. You have a gift of my company for the holiday. Yeah, that's,
nice fuck. What was I gonna? Oh yeah, because you brought up how early you started working, and it's funny because I was trying to think. Like, I didn't really work in high school, but there was one thing that we did. that's what a lot of other people that I knew did. Mm. But me and I think it'll be fine. Jordan and I signed up to go like. Essentially from house to house, doing like
house to house, street to street.
It was like almost cold calls. It was, you know, like you're selling a product and it's something that we didn't even know what it was. It was like, you so we had to knock and do like the pitch or whatever. Yeah. Essential, like the
door to door sales.
Yeah. Which really suck in general. Like, not only for the person doing it, but for the person like you know,
gets sold that has to like hear the pitch.
Because I remember like hearing that, you know, seeing somebody knock on the door and just be like, pretend we're not here. And then just wait until they leave. So we had to do that. And it was like, looking back at it, it was so shady because they came and picked us up in a van, first of all. It was like this white van, exactly what you think
Get in, I have
kids
candy.
Getting kidnapped. Yes, exactly. That's the exact same van. It would come. There was no candy though.
Get in, I got candy. You guys are like, sure, why not? Sure. Come on, Jordy.
And I remember they picked us up or whatever, and we're like, all right. And it was like a couple of us in that van. And I remember thinking, like at the time, I was like, so this is how it ends. You know, like,
did you guys not have like the DARE program?
Yeah. We were just like, because, you know, we were trying to make some money, especially because we were like, but so we were trying to, you know, we went, and I remember how just awkward it was, because I think him and I paired up, because I was like, I know him. So if we have to get out of something, like, I want to stick with Jordan. I'm going to, you know, whatever happens, they're just not going to split us up or whatever. System. So, yes, that's, you know, safety 101. And it was just, I don't remember what the pitch is. I just can picture right now in my head, like us standing in front of this door, and I'm just like, I hate my life. I was just like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And that was like the one and last time. Like, we did it for a couple hours, and then they dropped us back off, which, again, miracle that they didn't just like leave us somewhere.
This is just like a one day thing?
No, it was like, it was supposed to be a daily thing. Mm-hmm. Right, but, and it was like after school, so it was like, I don't know, I think it was like from four to six or seven, and we were just like, you know, I remember getting out of the van or whatever and being like, yeah, like, because they were like, oh, we'll be here tomorrow to pick up, like, yeah, that's fine, and we just didn't show up. Oh, I was like, no, I'm not doing this again.
I thought you were gonna go somewhere else. I thought you were gonna get like, say, I got out of the van and I felt so used and trashy. they just paid me and I walked away.
I did feel like definitely, like a product, like just used. Like, yeah, I did feel dirty. Like
two dime.
Yeah, two dime. Used more. I just, oh, God. So that was like the first time, the one time that I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. Again, just because I also didn't, like, obviously enjoy it, but it was just shady the way. I don't even know how much we got paid, to be honest, at the end of the day. But I know it definitely wasn't, like, enough to be like, oh, you know, in weeks I can make this much and, like, I'll be fine. Like, no, exactly. It wasn't.
Well, I wasn't, when I started, I didn't see it as, like, saving to get, like, a big thing. I was little, so it was like, oh, I'm gonna buy another video game, or like, you know, shit like that. Yeah. It was like, I can work for a week and then buy this new game that came out. And then it's funny how it sort of kind of worked itself out, because it sort of got to a point where I just kind of stopped buying video games all the time, because I was like, well, these are fucking expensive. I'm like, I don't want to work for all this time and only buy this one fucking thing. So I just kind of kept working and didn't really think about it. And then the first iPhone came out, and I was like, bam, that's what I'm fucking getting. And I happened to have however much. It was like $500. I worked for I don't know how fucking long to save that money. And then that shit came out. I think it was freshman or sophomore year. And that shit came out. And like, I was like, that's the coolest fucking shit I've ever seen. Oh my God, it's a touchscreen phone. Holy shit. And it's like real touchscreen, not like those shitty fucking, you know, Android ones. It's not touchscreen if you have to push down on it. This motherfucker, yeah, you just, it's,
I
like,
remember that.
Fucking, oh, I remember it very clearly, because when that shit came out, I fucking go to the Apple store and I was like, give me the iPhone. And the guy was like, oh, you want to go on a plane and this and that? I was like, no, I'm buying this one for you, cash right now. Fucking bought it, bam, went home, set it up, coolest thing ever. And that first one was like indestructible. My dad had his, after they saw mine, they were like, oh, yeah, that is pretty cool. They were like, so my dad got his for, and he had his till like the fifth or the sixth one came out, because it just didn't break.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't, if you fucking use it the way it's intended, it's not going to get fucked up. And, and then
I guess that's crazy. I didn't get a touchscreen until after I left high school.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those are the days. I had that, what's it called? That Razer. That was the first one. That was the best one. My God. That was the best phone ever. And the new one came out too, the touchscreen Razer. And I really thought about it, but then I was like, ah, it's a fucking Android. So that kind of ruined it. So yeah, Apple, if iPhone ever decides to make a flip phone.
A flip phone? I don't think so. They've been.
They won't.
They've never made one, right? They've never made any kind of.
No, but if anybody from Apple ever hears this, then, hey, get on it, man. I'll be your first purchaser. Not even, you know, sponsor the show. Throw a few for free.
Which is funny because they made fun of that's like what people think as the burner phones and stuff like that, like old phones. Oh, yeah. It's like the ones you have to open and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which that's what I'm not gonna get into that. But did I tell you about that it was like that's how old, like, people are now kind of saying how old you are is by how you pick up like a fake phone.
How do you mean?
Was I talking to you about that? When know how, like, if somebody's like, oh, pretend you're on the phone, you go like this.
Oh, like,
right? Because it's like, because that's how you pick it. You know, that's how you.
Yeah,
and now it's like, what is it, like this? Because it's you grabbing it as a block. Yeah.
No, a phone has a, you know, it's got a receiver and it's got the. Yeah. Like, you got to.
But that was like because the landlines were that way as well. Like,
of course.
You remember how the curve and like these down, that. These are just blocks. Because I actually want to get.
It's so ergonomically correct when you put it
up to your ear. And then right where you speak. So that makes sense.
That makes the ergonomically part. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because I kind of always wanted to get, just for the aesthetics of it, because I was like, in real need, no. But, you know, the old phones that have like the
dial?
Yeah, the dial. Yeah. I always wanted to get one of those.
There's a nine in there.
Oh, my God.
If you fuck up, hang it up, start
halfway,
over.
Halfway, you're like,
and then you got to hit. And then nine's the first number. You fucking.
Yeah, because like I 2 seconds still, later,
you get the next number.
Because I still work in an, like, I have an office job, we have landlines. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, I still have that whole, like, you're halfway through and you push the wrong button. You're like, God, shit, Lee. No, I feel like, get up again.
When I was in the, I don't know, when I use them, I feel like it's so ingrained in my mind that, like, I don't think about it. I'm like, I'll start dialing a number, and if I fuck up, I'm like, I'll pause for a second and be like, shit, that's not it, just hang up and just like, fuck. So never mind, I guess it definitely does happen. Like,
yeah, no,
halfway through and you're like, fuck.
Especially for us when we have to dial out to a cell phone, because you have to put, like, extra numbers. Extra numbers to do it, and you're like, it's like it ends up being what, like 11 12 characters that you have to push in. You guys don't see it, but he's like dying on the other side.
Oh, wrong pipe. That's what she said. Oh my God. That's enough water.
I wish they could see what was happening on the other end, because you were like, no. You're like dying on the.
Anyway, David, sort of strange. So, what I was saying.
Oh, yes. So now I'm eating tiramisu.
Why does you pick up on this? Okay, we're good. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought about the other day. I was like, I really want to get one just that maybe plugs into. Because they have those, the old school phones, but that plug into your, like, your
phone jack.
Your phone. Yeah, so that you can still do it.
I had one. There's one somewhere in my apartment, but... Yeah, you want to just, like, have one just to...
Yeah, just to, you know...
decorative.
Yeah, the mayor calls and you had the red phone.
Oh, no. For the mayor, you got to get the really old one that's on the wall. You got to pick it up.
Like the payphones one? Yeah, oh, no, you're talking about that. Yeah.
You got to, like, lift it up, like... Yes, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Oh, they're at it again, see? Yeah. All
right. I did forget about those.
Jeez, Martha, I'm going out again.
The phone has gone through so many...
Apparently, this is probably fake news, but apparently Thomas Edison? Who knows if that's true? But we'll say Thomas Edison for conversation's sake, but he proposed to answer the phone with ahoy instead of hello.
Ahoy? Instead of
sounds
hello?
Sounds weird. It's funny how it sounds weird, but, like, if that was just the way it was, we would think hello
would
be fine. Weird.
Yeah, we'd be like, who the fuck ahoy. Tried to... Like, oh. Make hello happen.
Oh, hold on. Rick's calling me. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
And then I guess...
I think in high school I had my voicemail be that, like, the hello. Like, hello, wait, Give me 1 second.
Oh, I did.
My mom used to get furious.
That's funny you should say that, because I had that for a while. And my mom said, if you don't change that fucking stupid ass thing, I'm going to beat your ass. And then I changed it. Dude, my friend Ahmad had the most convincing one. Because, like, I fucking called him one time. And it just answers. So it's just like, you hear the little bloop. He waited the perfect amount of time. It was like a 0.8 seconds. He's like, hello? Like, he just woke up from a nap. Yeah. He's like, hello? And I'm like, Ahmad, what's up, dude? Hey, we still meeting up at fucking, you know, whatever it was? He's like, hold on. If you'd like to leave a voicemail. I was like, motherfucking. And then I saw him at school the next day, and I was like, yeah, you got me, motherfucker. That was the one.
Even on my work phone, I just changed it this week, but I had I took somebody's position, so they got fired. And they had their voicemail on the phone that I took, because I just took over their phone as well. Right. And I just left that voicemail. Anytime somebody called me, especially from my team, they would call me and then they would hear my voicemail and they'd be like, why is she answering the phone?
Why is Jenny still answering? Why
I was like, look,
you're such a.
I just want everybody to remember the mistakes that we've made.
The reason Jenny got fired.
And I just changed it the other day. I was waiting for maintenance or something from our building, and I was like, let me just change this. I think I've had enough fun, and it's been like 3 years or something like that. So I was just like, it's time for me. I just changed it to a default. I was like, I don't even, like, people already, like, if they can't get a hold of me, it's like, I always try to keep my personal and professional life, like, separate. Mm-hmm. But with this job, it has been impossible because they have my personal phone and my personal email. So they'll just send shit, or they'll just call me on my personal, like, you know, I have a work email specifically set up for this.
Jesus, that water's still fucking me up. I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh, no. So you're going to say something, but then you...
No, I was. Because of what you just said, you reminded me of... I think it sort of relates. Because you said, you want to keep your business and personal life separate, which is understandable, because I do too. But because of, like, you know, kind of my family's line of work, sometimes, you know, friends would, like, ask for help and shit. So, anyway. So... Dang, I don't know how to read this. So, all right, my dad's got a car shop, right? And there's this one chick who got mad at me for no real reason at all. Mm. It was like, I don't know, like, I hooked up with her sister or something, and she was jealous or whatever. But hold on.
I fucked her over. I don't understand why.
I had no knowledge of her fucking, you know, liking me or whatever the fuck and all this stuff. And so, like, I hook up with the sister, and then she got jealous or upset, whatever. So she, like, stopped following me on Instagram and whatever, and hadn't talked to me for a long time. A couple of months, whatever, right? Then all of a sudden, she got in a car accident. And who the fuck do you think she messaged? All of a sudden, I'm like, I check my phone. It's like, this person is following you. I'm like, why are you following me all of a sudden? And I was like, you know, whatever. I didn't pay any attention. I just kind of went back to class, minding my own business.
Yeah.
And then I got a DM, and I'm like, who the hell is sending me? And she's like, what was it? She's like, hey, are you still working with your dad? And I was like, this is perfect.
Oh, man.
It's just funny. It's funny. Funny how people, like, are ready to fucking, like, just cut you off until they fucking need something.
Until they need you,
And I was like, now you need help.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, listen, I'm a nice guy. So I told her, you know, hey, I'm not into that shit anymore. All right? You're on your own.
Especially when it was, like, unwarranted, too. It wasn't like you did anything.
It's like, it has nothing to do with you at all. You selfish idiot. You know? And then you get so mad that you fucking... A fucking unfollow, like, which is, I guess, today's, like,
oh my god,
thing,
that's like,
I mean?
Devastating. That's why I was like, okay, so you unfollow?
Yeah, like, I was, because I when she unfollowed me, I happened to be on Instagram, and it was just like, I don't remember how, but I noticed that it was like unfollowed, and I was like, okay, like, I'm not upset. I couldn't care less. Yeah. I unfollow people all the time. I'm like, I'm sick of like your fucking stupid shit that you put on the feed. So I'll just unfollow. So when it happens to me, I'm like, whatever. I don't even post anything. This is something really personal that you've got to fucking figure out. So I wasn't thinking about it. I just think it's funny because this isn't the first time. It's not the first time something like this happens, you know.
That does that?
Yeah. Because when you have something like that, when you have that, I guess that kind of asset would be the right term.
Yeah.
Right? It's like people will just like try to use you for that kind of shit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Not only do they need help, you know, like fixing their car, that's not where it ends. They're like, you know, hey, this is kind of expensive. And it's just like, oh,
yeah. Then it's like, oh, you want the hookup as well. Yeah.
That's why I don't help my friends with that shit, because I know that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it sounds it may sound fucked up, but I don't care because I don't do it for a reason. Like, because I have done it with one friend of mine in particular who he needed not a lot of work done, but like it was important and it was not cheap. It ended up being like $400.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, and that was after I helped him out, right? I was like, hey, man, you know, we replaced everything. He's like, dude, you know, just do whatever you have to do, and then I'll pay whatever it is. Just please, like, help me out. I'm like, God damn it, I'm so sick of hearing that shit. But whatever, you know, I did this shit, and then I called him. I was like, hey, man, it's $400, and just come grab it, and don't worry about it. There's no taxes or anything. Just $400 and take it. It was, like, literally the cost of the part, and that was it. I didn't get any
profit. So no, like, labor or anything like that?
No labor, no anything. Zero profit, and he got the part at cost. And then he still started complaining because it was on the phone. So I call him and I'm like, hey, man, it's $400. Just grab it and get out of here. And he was like, what? $40? Oh, my God, you're amazing. Blah, blah, blah. No. $400. And I didn't say it like in a dickish way. I was just like, at the time I was like trying to say it in the most, I guess, positive way you can, because obviously $400 is not
400, yeah.
But I was explaining to him, I was like, you got it at cost, like you're not getting charged anything and this and that. And he's like, oh, bro, and he still has the nerve to fucking complain and all this stuff. And like, I know on that end it's hard to understand because you don't see the inner workings of what's going on, but you're literally like, I took half of my day from like working at the shop instead of like making profit for you know, the business and everything and my own self. I took that time to fucking help you out, and he still was like, oh my, can't you do anything better and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I'm really underselling it right now. You have no idea how fucking just absolutely annoying. And just so really since then I'm just like, every time somebody's like, hey, can you help me out, I'm like, no, just you're not gonna want to deal with it because I'm not gonna give you a break, and I'll still give you a break, and it's never gonna be enough. It's never enough. You literally just want me to do it for free, and that's just not the way that it works. Some friends do understand it, and they're like, yeah, just whatever it costs, I understand, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have so far, like, maybe two of my friends that actually get it and will still, like, continuously come by and, like, go to the shop and be like, yeah, you know, I need this done. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they're totally fine with it because they just have...
It clicks, yeah.
It, you know?
It makes sense. Well, that's what, like, I don't understand is the... If I go to a friend and I... try to avoid as much as possible to go to a friend that I know can do something just because I don't like that, like, you know, for it to go wrong or something like that, because it's also awkward for me, like, to ask somebody to do something that I would normally pay somebody else to do. So it's just kind of weird. But if a friend, especially when it comes to, because I've gone to Johnny, like I said, with that, who we've had on here, and gone for him to, like, when I was there, what was it, like, the first fucking week, the tire of my rental fucking got a nail, on the tire, and then I went to, like, Hertz. So I knew I could have gone to him, right? But I was like, no, let me go to the rental place, because let me just do it through them, and let's see what even the guy, I walked in, and the guy was like, the guy at Hertz, I told him, I explained him what the issue was. And he's like, no, you were never here. You never talked to me. He said, if you want to go through us, it's going to cost an arm and a fucking leg. He's like, just go get it fixed somewhere else. But by the time you return it, just have it fixed. He's like, don't tell anybody. Don't, like, you know, and. Hurts if you're listening. It's nothing personal. It's just a lot of money.
Dude, it's everybody.
So I was like, oh, like, I was like, all right. So Then I turned to him because I was like, mm-hmm. well, I might as well give him, in my standpoint, I was like, I might as well give him my business.
I've been told that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'd rather have him do it. And then he gave me like, essentially he did it for like, the shop in general did it for nothing.
Right.
And I was like, and I felt, and I still till this day, I feel, again, the same way I felt like, I just felt like shit. Cause I was like, no, I want to give you more than what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Hold on. No, you shouldn't feel bad. Cause that's like a nothing thing. I would absolutely do that. I've done that for free for my friends all the time. That's nothing. But
yeah, but somebody that doesn't understand it. That's why if you were to tell me like what you told your friend, like it's $400, I wouldn't hesitate to be like, dude, that's a lot. I don't know about how much things cost on a car or how much it takes to do something. So whatever somebody tells me the price is, if you're my friend, I'm believing what the price is. I'm not going to question you on it and be like, are you sure? Like, you're my friend for a reason. I trust you.
It's so tough. And like, cause you have a good person. You like, you understand it. That's the thing. And my friend, I was about to say my friend at the time, but we're kind of still friends, I guess. but he just has that personality of like, you know, he's just that way. He's just like, oh man, come on. It's so expensive. It's like, there's nothing. No matter how many times you tell him that there's nothing you can do, it's never going to get through his fucking like ape skull or something. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. So like certain people do get it, because I have a friend who tried to tell me the same thing. Like he hit me up because he's the other one, how I said that I had two. He's the other one that actually got it, because he hit me up one time and because he had serious problems, because in Florida, particularly South Florida, we get a lot of hurricanes, and flooding is not something that isn't, you know, unheard of. So a lot of cars get pretty fucked up. So one hurricane season, or afterwards, whatever, he came by with this. He called me, and he's like, "Hey man, my car's having all these problems, and you know, I know it seems like a lot because it's like electrical shit, which is such a fucking pain in the ass. But anyway, he's like, you know, I know it seems like a lot, which it is, because it's like electrical shit and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd rather take it to you guys because I want to give you the business instead of taking it somewhere else where I don't even trust them. And so I just tried to really explain to him, like, okay, listen, because we've been friends for a long time, and I think you're like, you know, you're understanding. I'm going to help you out as much as I can, but you have to understand this is still going to cost a lot of money. For one, it's a fucking BMW, and two, it's electric problems. So just know, like, I'm not, like, 100% honestly, we, like, my dad's shop doesn't rip people off. He really tries not to do that.
Yeah.
So either way, the prices still come out pretty fucking high, especially when you have like a BMW or a Lexus and shit like that. But he got it. Like he brought the car. It had all these fucking problems. Like it wouldn't even drive. So, and he just, he kind of came by. I was just like, you know, he just wanted to get it going so that it can run so he can just trade it in. And I was like, all right, yeah, no problem. I don't remember how much it ended up costing. I was just, it's a relief to have like friends, like, you know, how you're understanding, and like them two are understanding, and it's just like, it makes it so much easier because like, you know, you don't have to have that conversation being on the receiving end of a huge like mechanic bill is tough. It's pretty fucking hard to have to be like, hey, it costs like $800. It's not easy to tell people. I mean, it feels pretty good when they pay you. But,
yeah.
You know, it's still like, it's not $800, and it's not like it cost me $20 to fix it. You know, I got to pay for the fucking part. If it's an $800 job, the part probably costs like $680. And then the fucking rest is labor and tax. And yes, you're going to fucking pay for labor because there's a person that's working on this fucking thing.
Yeah, because that takes the time that they could have done something else and they could have got paid for it.
The labor is the job.
Yeah.
That's the work, not the parts. The parts is like...
Because you could order it on your own if you want to.
No, you should... No, honestly, don't encourage that because there are fucking Momos.
Oh, I'm not encouraging. I'm saying you could do that.
Oh, no, yeah, you absolutely could do that. And I'll put it on for you, but now you're going to get charged like more on your... on your labor costs, because now we're making less, because like you make 5, maybe 10% on parts, which is nothing. So like the little additional part from the parts, like you don't actually see the profits, because that shit literally just goes right back into the overhead because it's a part, you know, purchase.
Yeah.
So I don't remember where we're going. Sorry. I was going
to. No, don't be an asshole, I think.
telling people the price. Sometimes it's tough, you know? There's times where, like, people, they're, when you have, like, sort of a, you know, a history with customers, it gets a little bit easier because they get it. It's
like, yeah, I think when you have, like, a trusting, like, somebody that's a recurring customer and they're coming to you for a reason because they trust you, it's just, like, it's what it costs, Joe. And it's like, all right, that's cool. Yeah.
Sometimes new customers are okay too, though. Like, they're new customers who are understanding. It's like, it's the best thing. Cause like, it's not like we like bring the car in, put it on the lift and then like, all right, you know, come back with a huge list. Like, here's what's wrong with it. Fuck you. It's like, no, like the way we do it is like the cut, you know, put it up on the lift and it's like, I'll be like, oh, it's making a noise. And then, you know, I'll throw it up, look at wherever it is, and then I'll bring them inside. And I'll be like, all right, look, here's what it is. And I'll, like, show them, like, this is what's broken. Like, here's your little fucking broken part. Boom, boom. Here it is. Let's go see how much it costs. And then, you know, we just do all that. Some people are just fucking stupid, you know. The best ones, the best ones are the ones that drive these fucking Mercedes and BMWs and all this stuff. But then when they come to do, like, maintenance on it, they're like, why is it so expensive? And then we all just kind of sit there and, like, have to be like, I don't know how many times I've had to tell somebody, like, what did you expect? Did you think that because you leased this brand new Mercedes that it would just cost nothing to fucking maintain? You thought it would be the same maintenance as a fucking Honda Civic? What are you, stupid? You know what I mean?
That's exactly the thought.
That is the thought. They're like, well, you know, it doesn't. The oil doesn't cost anything. The brakes do all this stuff. And it's like, oh my god, hey, you know what?
Yes, it does.
Reality check. Yeah. It sure fucking does, bud. And it's still cheaper to do it that way than to go than to get the monthly payments through the dealership, because when you lease or whatever, you have that option of to add maintenance to the monthly bill. I mean, whatever. It's a whole thing. That's a conversation.
It's a whole thing. So yeah, guys, remember.
How do you understand?
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our latest content. You can follow us on Twitter and all audio platforms where podcasts are available. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.